Would you like to ride in my beautiful balloon? Would you like to ride in my beautiful balloon?
We could float among the stars together, you and I.
For we can fly.
Fifth Dimension getting the second hour of the Music Box off to a rising start with Up, Up, and Away. That song was written by songwriter Jimmy Webb after he went for a ride in a hot air balloon. Jimmy Webb was born on August 15, 1946, and gave the world a lot of unforgettable music. I'm Mike Duke. Reach over and turn up the volume and help the Music Box wake up the neighborhood with some hand-clapping, foot-stomping rock and roll from Thurston Harris.
Oh, rock and roll music, and I love to get the chance to play.
I want to sing it.
I think it's about the happiest sound going round today.
I want to swing it.
The message may not move me or mean a great deal to me, but hey, it feels so groovy to say. The mamas and the papas at the trip, Sunset Strip in L.A.
They got
a good thing going when the words don't get in the way.
And when they're really wailing, Michelle and Cass are sailing.
His crystal images tell you about a brighter day.
And when the Beatles tell you they got a word of love to sell you, they mean exactly what they say.
Oh,
I dig
rock and roll music. I could really get it on that scene.
You know the song from Peter, Paul, and Mary. Now you've heard it by the Mills Brothers and Count Basie. I dig rock and roll music. Before that, we heard some rock and roll. Little Bitty Pretty One by Thurston Harris from 1958. Singer Georgia Gibbs was born in Worcester, Massachusetts on August 17, 1920. She did some cover work, especially with songs from Laverne Baker, but she was also an entertainer and singer in her own right. This song from 1958 captured the craze that had the entire country in a spin.
Hula hoop, hula hoop. Everyone is playing with the hula hoop. Look at them spin, trying to win. Anyone can play from 3 to 110.
Hula, hula, hula.
Oh, what fun to see them run and to see them sway.
Hula hoop.
Slipping away.
Hula hoop.
Now if they rock when they should sway, it would fall to the ground.
Hula hoop.
Then again, once again, the hoop spins around and round.
Hula, hula, hula.
Hula hoop, hula hoop. Everyone is playing with the hula hoop. Look at them spin.
Hula, 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 hula.
110.
That's Georgia Gibbs with the Hula Hoop song from 1958. I'm Mike Duke, and this is the Music Box from my house to your radio on FM 102.5, the Concert Hall. On August 16, 1977, the music world was stunned by the passing of Elvis Presley. Though dubbed as the king of rock and roll, his talent touched multiple music forms and created generations of fans. When his death was announced, a number of radio stations, including the one in my hometown of Newton, where I was working at the time, began Elvis music marathons that continued well into the next day. At our station, the phones lit up with requests to play this or that Elvis song, Hound Dog, Jailhouse Rock, Are You Lonesome Tonight, and others. My station received so many calls for this song that we played it at least four times, maybe more, between 6 p.m. and midnight. This song has also been one of the most sung secular songs at weddings for many years. From the soundtrack of the 1961 movie Blue Hawaii, here's Elvis Presley, Can't Help Falling in Love.
Wise men say only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love with you. Shall I stay? Would it be a sin if I can't help falling in love with you? Like a river flows surely to the sea, darling, so it goes. Some things are meant to be. Take my hand, take my whole life too, for I can't help falling in love. Darling, so it goes. Some things are meant to be. Take my hand, take my whole life too, for I can't.
Music Box remembers Elvis Presley with one of his most requested songs, Can't Help Falling in Love. Within a matter of days following his death, radio stations began receiving Elvis tribute records. Most were hastily recorded, low-budget efforts that, while well-intended, were, in a word, forgettable. Some were good, a few were very good and made their way onto the music charts. We'll hear two of those very good tributes, beginning with Ronnie McDowell, The King Is Gone.
I was barely 6 years old when I first heard him sing, and somehow I knew from that moment on that it would be a lifetime thing. And I'd stand in front of a mirror day and night, and I'd listen to every one of his records, and I'd repeat every word and every note till I finally got it right. And I was determined that I'd wait for the day that I could stand and sing in front of an audience, and maybe someone would come up to me and say, "You know, you sound just like Elvis." There was a man who gave the world his song, and the world stood still to hear him sing. A simple man who took his faith alone, while all the world proclaimed him king. Now the king is gone, and oh, what a reign, and the crown on his head will remain. From a working man to royalty to everlasting fame, the king is gone, yeah, the king is gone, but long live his name. There was a man who tasted sweet success, but still gave his hand to help a friend. A loving man who shared his happiness. Now the king is gone, but there was a man. Now the king is gone, and oh, what a reign, and the crown on his head, oh, will remain. From a working man to royalty to everlasting fame, the king is gone, yeah, the king is gone, long live his name. Here the king is gone, oh, the king is gone, long live his name. Goodbye, Elvis, we'll miss you.
Ladies and gentlemen, my farewell to Elvis.
From the sun years of the 50s and the birth of rock and roll, millions screamed to see him do his thing. Elvis touched the life of every ear that heard him, and they couldn't help but listen when he sang. It's a long way from Memphis to that mansion in the sky, but he kept his faith in Jesus all along. It's a long way from Graceland across Jordan to the promised land, but Jesus finally came to lead him home. From the days of Love Me Tender to his mama's last farewell, some say he knew how long he had to stay. His life was 2 days longer than the one who gave him life, and he almost knew the number of the day. It's a long way from Memphis to that mansion in the sky, but he kept his faith in Jesus all along. It's a long way from Graceland across Jordan to the promised land, but Jesus finally came to lead him home. It's a long way from Memphis to that mansion in the sky,
but he kept his faith in Jesus all along. It's a long way from Graceland across Jordan to the Promised Land, but he kept his faith in Jesus all along.
Merle Haggard with his musical tribute to Elvis, From Graceland to the Promised Land. We also heard The King is Gone by Ronnie McDowell, who went on to a successful career in country music. If you'd like to contact me with a possible song suggestion or comment about the Music Box, you can send an email to the friendly conductor over at the concert hall, and he or his assistant will make sure I get the message. That address is am1120@wtwzradio.com. The Music Box moves toward the next break with a group of studio musicians from the Philadelphia area who called themselves the Assembled Multitude. In 1970, they released Overture from Tommy, a rock opera. Assembled Multitude with Overture from Tommy. I'm Mike Duke. The Music Box will return from my house to your radio with more stories, songs, and surprises after this concert hall intermission.